Okay, we are up to Tehillim, Perek Chav Zayin. The Perek that's known as L'David Hashem Ori, we say this Perek during Chodesh Elul, Ashkenazic custom. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a later custom that developed that we say L'David Hashem Ori from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way until Shmini Atzeres. This is also, again, we're in all the L'David Prakim, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Why does it, where did the Minah come from of saying L'David Hashem Ori? So it's based on the Medrash. Based on the Medrash, in Vayikra Rabba, where the Medrash says, Ori ze Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is an aura light on Rosh Hashanah, Yishi, he is a salvation, he saves us on Yom Kippur. So that's Ori v'Yishi, that is in Chaf Aleph Dalet, Chaf Aleph Dalet, Rabbanan, Patrin Krab, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Ori Rosh Hashanah, V'Yishi B'Yom Kippurim, and some say the later Pasuk, Ki is Pneini B'Suko, that's not in the Medrash, but they connect it to Sukkos, as well. So this parak is all about David's bitachon. David's bitachon, Hashem has, saves me and protects me, and I know he's going to be with me. I only want to be with him. Towards the second half of the Mizmar, it seems like David gets a little more shaky. He says, Hashem, please save me. Don't turn your face away from me. So some say maybe he's talking about different types of enemies, at that point. But the first half is much more confident sounding, and the second half is a little more, my parents have left me, Hashem's the only one that I have left. But either way, it's all about realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness is the goal that we want in life. So, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Hashem is my light, Hashem is my savior. The Radak here says that a tzara is called darkness, and a Yeshua is called light. So that's why Hashem is my or. He saves me. Right? And that's what David HaMelech is also saying. Hashem always saves me. Mi'ira, who am I going to be afraid of? Hashem ma'oz chayai. He is the strength. Ma'oz. Ma'oz chayai. He is the strength of my life. Mimi efchad. I'm not going to be scared. If we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not scared of anything. Bikrov alai mereim. When enemies come, bikrov, the Radak quote 2 days. What is bikrov? Krov either means karov. When my enemies are close to me, aval bishayu krovim alai laham yiseini, even though they're close to me, right? Hey, makash gonna follow, they're gonna fall. Or bikrov from the word krav, from the word milchama. So bikrov alai mirim, when there's a war, a milchama, lechol bisarid, that are coming to eat my flesh, sarai va'oivaili, hey, makash gonna follow, they will stumble. They will stumble. Who is this referring to? The Medrash, the same Medrash. In the previous paragraph, in Vayikra Rabba, says that this is referring to Goliath. Bekrov alai mereim zeh Goliath, when David Melech fought him in Shmuel Aleph, vayagesh haplishti hashkim v'ha'arev, lecholos bisari, vayomer haplishti el David, lechaylai v'etnoz bisarcha la'uf hashamayim. Right, that's what the threat was. Lecholos bisari is going to throw my flesh to the birds. Hey, Makash will follow, but David Melech says they're the ones that falter. They're the ones that fall. Im tachna alai machaneh, lo yira libli. Im tachna alai mochama, bezos anivoteach. This zos, this recognition that Hashem is my ma'oz, Hashem is my light, so that gives me koach throughout any challenge that I have, even if there's a machaneh or a milchama around me. And then we have the most famous pasuk in the parak, Acha sha'alti meis Hashem, I ask for one thing from Hashem, osav akesh, and I really ask for it. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai, I want to sit in the house of God all my life. The pasuk pshat is that, it's talking about the mikdash, as we'll see. Lachzos benom Hashem, ulevaker beichalal. We could spend the whole shiur on this pasuk. We'll mention a few thoughts. So what is the Beis Hashem here? So the Pashup Shad is the Beis HaMikdash. The Radak here says, it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the place where David HaMelech could go to be inspired. V'shom Eis Hashem, says the Radak, sheyash kitu min amochamos, please, let me finish all my wars. Shelo yitztarech l'yisasek b'hem. I don't have to fight anymore. K'deshi gufo v'libo panui. L'shevet b'veis Hashem, so my guf and lev can be panui to sit in the house of God. V'abayis shahaya sham ha'aron im ha'neviim. Obviously, David didn't have the Beis HaMikdash yet, but it's the bayis where the Aron was, with the neviim and the chasidim asher hasham v'hakonim v'halaviim. The Beis Hashem. This is, pasuk is used by Rav Soloveitchik in his Yardside shir. We've mentioned this very often in other shiurim. In one of the Yardside shiurim, where the Rav Soloveitchik discusses the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. This is in the first volume on page Samach Vav of the Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mari. Both the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesses are places where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explains Rav Soloveitchik. But Rava, in Baruch HaSamach Gimel, calls a shul a person's bias. Ki beiso. where the Gemara there is trying to say, why is it that you can't take a shortcut through a house or through the Beis HaMikdash, but you can keep your shoes on in your house, but not in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the difference? Because the Beis HaKnesses is like your house, and you keep your shoes on in your house. You don't take shortcuts through your living room. But Beis HaMikdash not. Explains Rav Soloveitchik. L'famim HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin asa adam lebeito. Hashem's, the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's house, and He invites us there. A shul is our house, and we invite Hashem there. And that's why it's called the Mikdash Ma'at. Ma'at is qualitative, different experience, conceptually. Says the Rav Soloveitchik. Mazmin asa adam lebeito. Beis HaLamim. Ha'adam hu archosh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis HaMikdash, we are Hashem's guests. Al pi ha'halacha. Adam nimsa oz bebeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liprakim, sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimale hamimale kol almin, vasoviv kol almin, Hashem who fills the world, yored mishmei haravos, goes down from the heavens, ne'ne letfilas ha'adam, He listens to the tefillah of man, v'umashre shchinasa bebeis ha'shal ha'adam. And He comes down, yitzir kapav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'adam, shahayom hu kanu machar bekever, shochein batei chomer hu bala bayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol hu orcho. And called kaviyachol, Hashem is the guest. That's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Kshakadosh Baruch Hu misarech bebeis Shala Adam, atzorach bala bayis lesnai kavach hashivas alav arech eno tovev menu yira. Bebeis HaMikdash is a separate level of yira because Hashem is the host. It's Hashem's house in our parak. Shifti bebeis Hashem. Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Hashem. And therefore there's a special level of kavod and yira. But in our house, in the Beis HaKnesses, hu beis Shala Adam. Hakasav karo bayis gadol velo yoser. Mikdash ma'at. Tu ma'at mishim shashayach La Adam. Yeshta bo hashras ashchina aval shor hu birshusa ubebeiso shal Adam. He ba el ha Adam. So that's Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hashem refers to Beis HaMikdash. David Melech asks, I want to stay there. There is two thoughts that if you look at Kamotzi Shal Rav, one of them is a well-known thought that many Mefarshim say on the Yomim Naraim, and that is what Shifti and Ulavakir have different connotations. Shifti beveis Hashem is because I want to sit there, I want to live there, I want to be there on a permanent basis. Ulavaker bechalo, I want to visit. So does David want to visit in the Beis Hashem, or does he want to sit there and live there in the Beis Hashem? So the answer is that really he wants to live there always. Yeshiva, he wants to be there on a kavua basis, but he doesn't want it to become rote. He doesn't want it to become become accustomed to the experience. So I want to always be there, but I want to feel like it's a bikur. I always want to feel the excitement and the element of newness, says the, in the Kamotzi Shel Rav, he quotes this. Tamid shoreres al etzli tchusha shal mi shirak mivakar beichalo hamanatzel kol rega. That's number one. The other point that he quotes here from his father is on the verbs. Shifti and Lavaker, but on the first half of the pasuk, Acha Sha'alti Meisasem Osa Vakish. She'ela and Bakasha. What's the difference between those two, She'ela and Bakasha? So he quotes a thought on Megillas Esther. Esther Amalka Mevakesh Me'amelach HaKashverosh. Esther says, Nafshi B'She'ela Si Va'ami B'Vakasha Si. Please give me my soul in my She'ela and my Am in my Bakasha. What's the difference between those two? Rav Yitzvi Hirsch Rabinovitz, who was the Av Bezin in Kovna, who took over for Rabbi Yisrael Kalchanan, says, Kasher Adam Omela Chaveiro. When a person says to his friend, he wants to ask him something, but even if he doesn't get the answer that he wants, okay, I'll say fine, I accept the no. That's called a She'ela. Hagdara She'ela Matima La'adam Hashoa Mechaveiro. Halva Ktano Tova Kalshi. You ask him something, V'omer Lo. Imtasi Imiyas Hatova Shebikashticha Matov. If you do it for me, great. And if not, not. Lu'umad Zos Hagdara's Bakasha. Bakasha, he kasher adam evakish mechaveru shiatziloso. Me'asom kalshi, bakasha is a much more dire request. Oshi yelvalo schum kesef shiatziloso mimisa vikilayon. By bakasha, if I get a no, I'm going to keep asking. I'm not going to stop. Kasher bebakasha hamedubar, hari amevakish lo yazov oso, el yafsir bo bebechios ubidemos yimales bakasha zo. I'm not going to stop. Esther Amalka, nafshi b'she'elasi. For my own personal nafshi b'she'elasi, I'm asking you. Im tirtzel atzilas nafshi v'chayai mimisa v'es nishmasi mecherpa v'ivadon havetovo ala bracha. That would be amazing. V'im lo tirtzel atzileni gam kina kabalzos. Okay, I accept it. Ki nechonihi lakribes nafshi u'kvoti al mizbech am Yisrael. For the am Yisrael, it's worth it to give my life. Ulam lagabe ami Ami b'vakashasi. That's a bakasha. That I'm not taking no for an answer. Harizu bakashasi. She'osa avakesh b'mcha l'hatzilas am Yisrael mikilayon vivadon. V'imlo t'malayas bakashasi. As I lo as ovatcha, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to pester you until you give me the right answer. V'loniach l'cha l'asis v'chalos es ami. And says the Kamosi Shal Rav here, he puts it into this pasuk. Acha sha'alti, I'll ask. But if I don't get the right answer, osa avakesh. I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to be that mavakesh, right? Like the story about the Rosh Hashiva that comes. There's a balabas that goes to Rosh Hashiva. He wants the greatest boy in the yeshiva for his daughter. He says, oh, he's the greatest masmid, and he's the greatest charif, and he's the greatest mavakesh. He's the greatest mavakesh. He's the one that always yearns and wants. And that's osa avakesh. Osa avakesh. David first starts off with sha'alti, then he goes to mavakesh because he knows it's a dire request. He needs to get the answer to his request. So that's what we have. David Elach yearns. Ki is p'neini b'suko b'yom ra'ah. Hashem protects me in his sukkah on yom ra. Yes, tireini b'seser alo. He hides me. B'tsur yormeini in his rock. He lifts me up. Rashi quotes from the Medrash here that Yispani Pesuko is a reference to from the Seder Olam, says David. David is really prophesizing about a descendant of his. On this pasuk where it says Suko, Rashi quotes the Medrash that says maybe this is referring to Yoash. Yoash, the little boy who was the only descendant that was not killed out by Ataliah, the queen, the wicked queen. She thought she killed out all of Malchus Beis David except herself. There was a little baby, Yoash, that Yehosheva and Yehoyada, I think it was, the Kohen Gadol, hid in the Kodesh Kadashim, or on the floor above the Kodesh Kadashim, for 6 years. For 6 years, Kinyan Shenemar, Vahi Itam Beis Hashem Mischabe Sheish Shanim. For 6 years he was in there, and that's Kis Pinyan Besuko. David HaMelech sees into the future, and he refers to that story of his descendant. Kis Pinyan Besuko B'Yom Ra'ah, on the evil day when Natalia tries to kill. David HaMelech confidently says, Hashem has lifted up my head above my enemies, right? A lot of enemies, right? Shlomo HaMelech didn't have enemies, right? He was all a man of peace. But David HaMelech, many of these parakim are about battles. And I will sacrifice in his tent, Zivchei Trua, Ashira, Vazamra, Lashem. Right? Often, karbanos go with Shira and Zemer. Shema Hashem, Koli Ekra, V'chaneni, V'aneni. Now, all of a sudden, it switches a little bit where David HaMelech is being Mavakesh. Hashem, please listen to my call. V'chaneni, V'aneni, Necho, Amar, Libi, Bak, Shifonai, Espanecha, Hashem, Mavakesh. L'cha, about you, my heart tells me from you, on behalf of you, Bak, Shifonai. Seek out my face. A lot of Mavakesh in this parak. Right, in this pasuk we have bakshu fanai avakesh. We had avakesh beforehand, osa avakesh. A lot of bakasha is happening in this parak by David HaMelech. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat ba'af evdecha. Don't turn your face from me. Hester panim. The worst is that when we don't have any connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taster panecha mimeni. Right, the Bali Musar, the Hasidic masters. Hasidic masters say that we know by in this Bereishis, everyone was meted out a punishment in the story of the Chet. Adam Arishon, right? He has to worry about Parnasa. That's a curse. And then Isha, Betzav Teldi Banim, a pain of childbirth, and Gidul Banim. So instant, that's a punishment. And the snake, Offer Tochal Kol Yemecha Yecha. He'll always eat dirt. That's what the Torah says. And ask the Mefarshim, that's such a terrible thing. He always has what he needs, right? He always has what he needs. He's hungry, just takes a chomp, puts his head down, and he bites. So why is that such a klala? So the Mefarshim explain, the greatest curse is if you don't have any needs and you have no reason to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's the ultimate. If there's no relationship, a child can handle if a parent is berating the child. But when a parent ignores the child and is mastir panav, that's the worst. If there's hashkacha, but just we're being punished and poshed, okay, but hester panim, that's what David HaMelech says. As taster panecha mimeni, al tat ba'af evdecha, right? Don't go away and don't look at us, me in anger. Al tat ba'af evdecha. As rasi hayisa, right? You were always my help, my Ezra. Al tit sheni v'al tazveni elokei yishi, right? You always have saved me. Elokei yishi. And again, less confident than earlier. But then he has the pasuk, ki avi v'imi yasavuni v'Hashem yasfeini. We know there are three parents in a child, as it's described in the Gemara. But at a certain point, right, the child becomes independent from the parents. Independent. When akin yazov isha avzav v'imo, but Malach says that at a certain point he feels that Hashem is the only one. Hashem is the only one. The Rashi quotes, "B'shas tashbish lahana asa niskavnu." At a time of husband and wife are together, when the child is originally created, then the man and the woman are even not even focusing on the child. They're focusing on the act that they're involved in. Kivan shegamru hana asa zehovei panav elach zehovei panav elach. And after the act is over, they continue and then go about their business. So they're not even thinking about what just happened. Hashem Yasfeini. Hashem is the one that takes care of the drop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer es atipa vitzar es ha'uber. Says the Medrash, in the beautiful way that the parents might not even be aware, but they're not focusing, they're not mashgiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Hashem Yasfeini. Ho'ureini Hashem darkecha. Hashem, teach me your ways. Unecheini ba'arach mishar and be manche and lead me down the straight path. Get all the mefarshim. On Yom Narum, talk about this parak. We're just focusing more on the parak itself. Laman Shorai against my enemies. Al titnei b'nefer sorry, don't give me over to the soul of my enemies. Ki kamu bba the sheker ve'achamas. Right, referring to stories in David's life. Right, both of these psukim are referring to stories in David's life. Lule hamanti leros b'tuv Hashem beres chaim. Were it not for the mayamuna that I had in seeing the Tuv Hashem, the Eretz Chaim, I wouldn't have been able to survive. Lule Hamati, how were not for the Emuna, Lule. It's like Ilule, I would not have been able to survive. The Gemara Brachos also darshins that Lule has dots on it, has a dot on it, and that's meant to teach me a deeper meaning of Lule. David Melech says that, and Rashi quotes it here, Rashi quotes the Gemara Brachos, Dav Dalet, Yodei Ani Sha'ani Sha'atano Sein Tzchar L'Tzadikim Olam Haba. I know that tzaddikim are going to Olam Haba. That Eretz Chaim is Olam Haba. The Radak says it's Olam Haba. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shuv it's Olam Haba. So I know there's Olam Haba. Aval eini yodea im yish li chelek imahem im lav. But I don't know if I'm going to have a chelek. Am I going to get to Olam Haba? Shema garam hachet. Right? Maybe a chet has taken over. That's David HaMelech. But David mikar lanafshi chasid. Right? He's worried about chet. Shema yigram hachet. That's what the Gemara says. But he's nervous about his own spiritual standing. That's the Gemara in Brachas on Dav Dalet. Lule also, some of the Mefarshim, the Bala Turim and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Lule is backwards Elul. Elul. Elul, Lule Hamanti, Leros B'Tuv Hashem. Person's nervous about his future. That Elul is about working on my Emuna, Leros B'Tuv Hashem. If you look in the Yerach Lemoadim by Yerucham Olshin on Yom Aram, he says, focus on B'tuv Hashem. Lule, you know what Elul is about? Hamanti, to believe L'ros B'tuv Hashem. To realize all the good newness and have a karas hatov to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a person. Yishlafari she'in yano. L'ros B'tuv Hashem u'lahakir tovosav v'chasadav hagadolim imanu. The great goodness that Hashem does for us. Kizeo yisod avodas hachuva. B'chodesh Elul. V'hischazik Bakar Satov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She is ames v'yisbarer etzlenu. Hatovos hagadolos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitiv imanu b'chal eis v'chal shah. Right, we even had this in the previous parak, where we had the line, ki chastacha l'neged einai. Remember, we said that from the Rinas Yitzchak in the last parak. Your chesed is always right in front of me. And that's the Hakar Satov. They always have to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We quoted the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, which says that's an ikar of life. To be modal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes, the Yerach Lamoadim quotes from the Mishnas Aaron, from Aaron Cutler, that the Gorim Ha'ikari Hamonea Min Ha'adam Milachzer B'tshuva Hu Heder Tchusha Shal HaKar Satov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a lack of Tchusha. It's a lack of feeling of HaKar Satov. Right? If HaKar Satov, I will run to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the lack of that, that's where, so that's what the goal of Elul is, of any tshuva process, the Eretz Chayim, B'tuv Hashem, to see the Tuv Hashem, the Eretz Chayim. And then the pasuk ends, parak ends off, Kaveh Hashem, hope for Hashem, Chazav Gimasli Becha, strengthen yourself, the Kaveh Hashem, and again, Kaveh Hashem, the Gemara in Brachas, in the heart of Brachas Lamed Beis on the base, that's where the Gemara says, four things need Chizuk, Arbat Tzrichin Chizuk, Torah, Maisim Tovim, Tfila, the Derech Eretz. How do you know each one of these? So Kaveh El Hashem, that's how you know Tfila needs. Hope for God, Davin to Hashem, Chazek V'Mezecha, the Kaveh El Hashem. Kaveh, hope for Hashem, hope for Hashem. The Malbim is a beautiful piece. What's the double lashon of Kaveh? Usually when you hope for something, the goal of the hope is for the event or the hope to be fulfilled. That's the goal of the hope. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the hope itself that itself is a goal. Right? Even if the hope is never fulfilled, but the hope itself connects me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's it's a goal in itself. Says the Malbim, "Avei Akivu LaHashem he tachlis la'atzma, acha tachlis Akivu hu sheyachazek libo v'yachzav yikave." Right, kave v'yachazek v'yachave el Hashem. That is a goal. Once we have the Malbim open, a Malbim that I forgot to mention before. Looking at Rav Pinkus, he also expands upon that Malbim, the idea that the hope itself is the tachlis, it's the connection. But the Malbim says earlier on Osa Avakesh says the Malbim, we ask for so many different things in life, but ultimately, if we ask for closest to Hashem, all the other things follow suit. Mikol hamona bakashos, ashe yivaki she'adam, ra'ui she'asim panav el she'ela achas ba yimsa kol mevukoshav. V'hu she'yidbak b'Hashem tamid. Al pizeh mispalo she'yazriyo Hashem al hidveikus hazeh v'yasir me'alav kol amonim achar she'yash bisuhu min ha'inyan. Hagadol, right? Asher, that pushed me away. So if we have that acha sha'alti, that includes all others. And that's Kaveh LaHashem. Kaveh LaHashem, we hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We daven doubly, right? Torah, and that Hashem should be able to answer. This is the powerful tefillah that we use during Chodesh. Elo, all about bitachon and being close to Hashem.